Today, my dear faithful, is the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. Brethren, I pray you not to faint in my tribulations for you, which are your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ might dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do all things more abundantly than we seek or understand, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus, unto all generations, world without end. Amen. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. At that time, when Jesus went into the house of one of the chiefs of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day to eat bread, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him that had the dropsy. And Jesus, answering, spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? But they held their peace. But he, taking him, healed him and sent him away. And answering them, he said, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit, and will not immediately draw him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him to these things. And he spoke a parable also to them that were invited, marking how they chose the first seats at the table, saying to them, When thou art invited to a wedding, sit not down in the first place, lest perhaps one more honorable than thou be invited by him. And he that invited thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place. And then thou wilt begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when thou art invited, go sit down in the lowest place, that when he who invited thee cometh, he may say to thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have glory before them that sit at table with thee, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. To know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, there was once a certain man who was quite unhappy with his material possessions. He often complained that he was less fortunate than other men. He even criticized God's providence, which had given him less than others had. Speaking to a friend one day in a public place, he said, God gives to other men great riches, and I have nothing whatever. How can I get on in life having nothing to start with? However, there happened to be an older man nearby who overheard these words. And so this elderly man asked, Are you as poor as you think you are, my friend? Has not God given you strength and youth? The young man answered, I admit that he has, and I can say that I am proud of both my health and my strength. The older man then took the other's right hand and he said, If I gave you $1,000, would you have this hand cut off? No, most certainly not, the young man replied. How about your left hand? Would you make that deal? Of course not, the young man replied again. All right, the old man said. Well, would you consent to become blind for $10,000 or even $1,000,000? God forbid, the young man said. I, of course, would not consent to lose even one eye for any amount of sum. See then, the old man replied, what riches the good God has already given you. This story portrays, my dear faithful, what St. Paul speaks of in today's epistle, how much God cares for us, how much he gives us at all times. St. Paul declares that the love of God is likened unto the love of a father for his children. And that is what he means when he says, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named. All paternity, that is the whole family. For God Almighty is the Father, both of angels and of all men. St. Paul then goes on to say just how much God loves us, that his love for us is beyond measure. We read in the epistle, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the charity of God. Due to our limited minds, we will never be able to fully comprehend how much God really loves us. As St. Paul says, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. My dear faithful, we often fail to appreciate all that God has given us. All too often, we take his gifts for granted, just like the young man in the story. This man was complaining that he did not have material riches, and thus God gave him nothing. We may not be as bold as this young man and complain that God has been unkind to us, but practically speaking, we often act just like him. We do this by not thanking God for all that he has given us. And we show our gratitude, our ingratitude, by not making a return of love to God, by not doing something for him in return for all he has given to us. As a holy soul once said, not to thank God for everything is to reprove him for something. We, my dear faithful, must then prove our love by our actions. We cannot say that we are Catholics and that we love God. We must prove it by what we do. We cannot leave it at just words. At this chapel, unlike many others, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is offered each and every day. Every week, confession is available on both Saturday and Sunday. Every month, we have the first Friday devotions. We have the first Saturday Mass. And as always, the chapel remains open throughout the day. Throughout the year, we have the beautiful ceremonies of the Catholic Church. We have so much, my dear faithful, in what God has given us. And there are some who are able and who take advantage of these opportunities, and our Lord is truly pleased with you. But in general, all of us could do a little more. We have, again, so much for which to be grateful for. We will never really know just how much we have, though, until we are in heaven. Nonetheless, in striving to realize all God has done for us, we should be motivated to do more for him. And so we ought to strive to realize all these gifts we have been given, and to think of those blessings we so easily take for granted, such as our health and our daily food. And thus St. Paul says in the epistle of today's Mass, to know with the saints the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth of God's love for us. Consider then each of these four aspects. First, the length of God's love. That is, he has loved us from all eternity. God loved each and every one of us before we were even created, before we lived on this earth, From all eternity, he knew he would create you in particular. He didn't have to create you. He could have created someone else in your stead. But he loved you with an infinite love. Now let us think about the breadth of God's love. That is the natural gifts he has given us. He gave us the beautiful world with all it contains for us to use and to help us to get to heaven. He also gave each one of us a guardian angel to be our constant companion here on earth. Then there is the height of God's love. That is, consider all the supernatural gifts he has bestowed upon us. Again, he has given us the one true faith and made us children of God by baptism when so few have the faith. He has given us, as I mentioned, the true Mass and the sacraments at a time when they have been virtually wiped out. But that is not the fullness of his love, for there is also the depth of it. Think about how many humiliations the Son of God underwent to secure our salvation. Think of his birth in the cold stable. Then for the first 30 years of his life, he lived as a poor carpenter. He worked and toiled, just as you do, to provide for his daily bread. Then there were the humiliations he underwent during his passion and death. And lastly, he has humbled himself and become the food of our souls and the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. The list, my dear faithful, could go on and on. Yet, how often we find ourselves complaining that we don't have some particular thing, whatever it may be. We will never be satisfied with material things, and yet we always have that desire to try to get more. When these temptations come, think about the many blessings and graces God has given you. They are worth more than all material possessions combined, as the wise man in the story pointed out. If we were to put a price on our natural and supernatural blessings, there could be really no price placed on it. Nothing in the world could purchase them. And so let us make a return of love to God for all he has done for us. How great are our obligations to him. And yet how ungrateful we have been to him, not making uses of those graces he has given. How many others are more worthy than we to have all these blessings? Yet he continues to bestow these same blessings upon us. So true are the words of the Old Testament. We are more concerned with worldly things and not with praising and honoring God. And so let us resolve now to be more grateful. Thank God every day in your prayers and resolve to do more for him. By obeying his commandments, by receiving the sacraments worthily and more frequently, by attending Mass with greater devotion, and even if possible, attending an extra Mass during the week. Give a little more of your time to your God, my dear faithful, and be willing to make some sacrifices for the Sacred Heart, who has done and does now and will do so much for you. Freely have we received, my dear faithful, and so freely and most willingly should we give back to our God, who loves us so much. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.